Welcome to Work Your Soul. My name's Gail Smith, with you for 1 hour of the best in 60s and 70s soul. And what a great start to this month's podcast. The Velvalettes, an unreleased track. That was Let Love Live. And I would like to thank Don Morris for putting me on the trail of a little LP from 1973 on Triangle Connoisseur. And you can find that track on there together with some other unreleased Motown stuff. Let Love Live from the Velvalettes, a flying start to this month's Work Your Soul.
Emotion of being left. gonna fix my breakfast and bring it to my bed. I'm looking for love to call my own. I'm gonna do a little housework and pamper me again. I'm looking for love to call my own. Lots of love and kisses and people on the thin. I'm looking for love to call my own.
Still sounds good today. That was, of course, Don Covey and the Good Timers and Seesaw on the Atlantic label, written by Don Covey together with Steve Cropper. And the other two tracks, bit of a Sam Cooke connection. We started off with the Valentinos on Chess, the flip to Sweeter Than the Day Before, and that was Let's Get Together. And of course, there's lots of connections between the Womack Brothers via Marriage, etc., to Sam Cooke. And in the middle, we had the Olympics on Parkway, Looking for a Love. A nice double side of this. And this track was originally done by the Valentinos in 1962 on Sam Cooke's SAR label. It was written by Cooke's right-hand man and manager J.W. Alexander, and also redone by Bobby Womack in 1974. And we'll play the other side of Looking for a Love next month, because that's a goodie too. You're listening to Work It Yourself.
Cheating on me twice before. You can say all your lies and your alibis, 'cause your baby don't want you no more.
Oh, finders, keepers, who the weepers.
started off with a lovely little cheapy at the top of that bracket. Gloria Jones on Uptown and Finders Keepers. In the middle, Touch My Heart, the Vonettes, otherwise known as Van McCoy, duetting with Kendra Spotswood, otherwise known as Sandy Sheldon, on Cobblestone. And at the bottom, we had My Love Is Getting Stronger from Cliff Nobles, originally out on the Little JV label, but picked up and revamped a little on Atlantic. Big thank you to everybody who follows this podcast. If you follow it on Mixcloud, it's actually up to 959 followers. So very, very big thank you to those Mixcloud followers out there. And don't forget, you can get in touch with me by email. And a big thank you to all those who do so, because it's lovely to read what you have to say about all these mixes. And the email address is gailsoul@gmail.com. Or if you want to send me a Facebook request, please do so. Just look for the Red Funk Brothers picture.
together we'd find a cure. I stood in line till my feet got tired. The guy in front of me got high. You smiled and said in your own sweet way, tomorrow will be a brighter day. That's why I'm gonna love you with all that's in me. Stood by me when things were so unsure. You said our love was like a sickness, but together we'd find the cure. I stood in line till my feet got tired. The guy in front of me got high. You smiled and said in your own sweet way,
a Motown connection happening in that little section. And how good was that last track? Marv Johnson, who's becoming quite a regular on Work Your Soul, on United Artists from 1962, a B-side to Magic Mirror, and that was With All That's In Me. The backing was from the Paulettes, rumoured to be the Vandellas, and it was co-written by Clarence Paul. And I reckon you can hear his voice in there as well. In the middle, another Detroit Motown connection. We had Eddie Holland and Lamont Dozier teaming up with George Clinton on the writing duties for Roy Handy on the Stephanie label, Baby That's a Groove. And apparently there were only three releases, all in 1966 on the little Stephanie label. And the instrumental flip is good too, so we'll give that a spin next month. And at the top, we had Sam Hutchins on AGP, The Big D Breakdown, and we had Tommy Cogbill producing. He was a much sought-after session man, bass man on dozens of classic Muscle Shoals recordings, but who was behind the decks for that one. For Sam Hutchins, who was also one time in The Masqueraders. You're listening to Work Your Soul.
This is the fantastic Work Your Soul with Gail Smith, and if you enjoy her show as much as I do and love your soul music, then why not try my show as well, the Mod Soul Review podcast, now available to download on iTunes.
With this, darling, I've been me. You sat there and let them run me down. And when I needed to kneel just to hear your voice, you were out making me look like dirt on the ground. Oh, maybe you don't believe it. Baby, maybe you don't care. But someday
and no one.
An absolutely classic Northern Soul track. At the top there, we had Frankie Beverly and the Butlers on Sassy, if that's what you wanted, a certified dance floor filler. In the middle, we had on Wheelsville, Lee Rogers, The Same Things That Make You Laugh, one of three alternate flips to How Are You Fixed for Love. And also a nice early 70s sound from David Will on Soulcraft, The Way the World Should Be, written by Jonah Dockery, who was part owner of the label. And David Wills also did another track on Soulcraft called Loneliness, which is also pretty good too. And we also heard a little promo there for the Mod Soul Review podcast from Dean Stickley. If you like your mod and your northern them mixed together, then give it a listen. You can get it on iTunes. And also a bit of housekeeping as far as Work Your Soul is concerned. I'm off travelling for the next 2 months, so the shows for July, August and September are going to be pre-recorded quite far in advance. So if anything major happens in the soul world and I don't mention it, it's because I'm away. So just bear that in mind. Everything will be up to date come October, all being well and fingers crossed. But seeing as I'm away from anything technical, it's all got to be done beforehand. Anyway, hope that won't spoil your enjoyment for the next 3 months. The soul music will still be there.
Yeah.
Luke Courtney at the top there on the Pop Side label, and Hey Joyce, written by Luke Courtney, together with the erstwhile Motown staffer Robert Bateman. Early funk tinge track from 1967. And also in that little bracket, we had a bit of a tribute to Duck Dunn, who of course passed away. Bassman extraordinaire, and up there with James Jameson, I should imagine, and showcased on two of his hundreds of tracks. I thought we'd have a look at something a bit different rather than his Booker T days. We had Carla Thomas, Something Good, and also Otis Redding, Look at the Girl, and you can hear that bass from Duck Dunn just thumping out of the speakers. And somebody else we lost just recently, Belita Woods, so here she is. This is Grounded.
Oh,
May was a sad month for the world of soul. Not only did we lose Duck Dunn, but we lost Belita Woods and also Jimmy Ellis from the Tramps and also the Volcanoes. So there we had Belita Woods at the top, Grounded. What a great track. And that was on the Moira label. Flip it over and there's a lovely track as well, Magic Corner. And then two from the Volcanoes, Storm Warning on Arctic and It's Got to Be a False Alarm on Heart On. And that was for Jimmy Ellis. So, yes, hopefully June will prove to be a better month for the world of soul. But they left us with some great tracks. In the background, we've got an old classic, Wade in the Water from Little Sonny on the Enterprise label. That's taken us out of Work Your Soul for the month of June. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And thanks for your company. Do it all again very, very soon. Bye for now.